Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hello. It's a little weird.
Why?
Because it's Friday.
Yeah, you guys don't know this, but we record our shows usually on Tuesdays. We'll try to get two episodes in, maybe come back on a Thursday. But today's Friday, and it's just we're all out of whack today.
Well, everyone's got the scuzz, man. Like, everyone I talk to.
Can't catch that scuzz. Yeah, the scuzz.
There's a lot going around.
So we got to stay safe and stay clear. So that's why we're here. Nick, you stay over there in the corner.
We've shunned Nick back to his desk.
Yeah. Put a mask on. All right, we got a good episode for you guys today, and this really comes down to the foundation of your model, the business that you run. Okay? So when it comes to the fitness industry, there's a spectrum across the board with big box on one side and little tiny studio on the other side. But what we're really talking about today is the training model. Mm-hmm. We're not really talking about big box or major big health clubs. And we're not going all the way down here to a spin studio maybe or wellness clinic style stuff over here. What we're talking about is the training gym. So you really have three main models in the training gym, and some combination of all of them could be in one gym, right? Mm-hmm. So on one end of the spectrum, you've got the one-on-one private training gym. Okay. You got the one-on-one trainer, private. You've got, could be the facility can be anywhere from 800 square feet to, 10,000 square feet, depending, right? Yeah. The size of the model of the footprint doesn't really matter, but the model itself, you've got this one-on-one model. Then on the other side, all the way on the other side of the spectrum, you got the large group training model, low cost, high volume.
Yep. Hot, sweaty buddies in the room.
Right in the middle, what we call semi-private training. That's what we like. And then there's these ranges in between. Like, you could have some large group and semi, you could have one-on-one and large, whatever. You could have all three.
Yeah, any combination of, yeah.
And that's really the types of gyms we work with. Now, what we're here to tell you today is there's major flaws in really two of those models, okay?
Yeah.
The one in the middle, the one that we believe, semi-private, is, to me, the home run.
Okay? It's the sweet spot.
The sweet spot. And we're going to explain why and why you're in trouble if you're in those other two. So first I'll say this. You open the gym for a reason.
Yep, there you go.
You open it to serve you at some level, right? We have an episode a couple episodes ago. It says, like, the goal isn't to open the gym. Like, the goal is to have it serve you as the owner. But too many gym owners struggle badly. And I'm going to say most of the weight of that struggle is in the model.
I agree.
You'll never get ahead, but you'll never get to where, like, the heavy hitters are if you're in a wrong model.
Yeah. That's why we call this the foundation.
Yeah.
Literally, like, everything else that you build upon it starts here.
Right.
Right. Your model matters most.
Right.
Bar none, it doesn't, everything, your lead generation, the systems of the business, your staffing, all of that stuff is built upon the model. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the wrong model, a shaky foundation.
So let's start over here in the large group. So large group, to me, we just said it like a couple episodes ago. It's just a red ocean. Large group training is a red ocean for a lot of reasons. Let's start with the fact that you don't need a lot of equipment to open up a gym.
Yeah.
A large group training gym. A lot of it's done body weight in an open room space, and it could be in the back of a, industrials complex. And
you get Zumba, you've got those dance programs and stuff like that. It's all considered large group training.
Yeah. There's no equipment.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to open a large group training gym. Typically, they're low price point. I've seen as low as $69. Some of the guys who feel like they're doing it right or closer to 200, 249 type of model. Like you, but you're not getting into the 400 range with large group trainings. People won't pay it.
Sure.
One coach or two, 15 people ish. Again, there's state of the industry that says that says the average large group training class is six people, but everybody's doing the same thing. Call it a WOD, call it a workout of the day, or a generalized program that you scale up or down.
Maybe a program. Maybe it's you show up today and whatever that coach wants to do, you're doing.
There you go.
You know,
I see that a lot.
A lot.
High energy, you know, high heart rate, music, high fives and chest bumps. We call that that.
No specification, no individualization.
Move your ass,
yep.
Burn calories, sweat, feel good, high five. That's over here. Over here on the other side, you got the one-on-one trainer, slow pace, one coach to one client. Very difficult to scale that. You know, you could do 30-minute sessions and maybe do two clients in an hour. But if you had eight clients that want to train at 6 a.m., you better have eight coaches on on payroll to facilitate that private training.
And I think in that situation, I think more often than the number of coaches, it's the problem is the hours. You know, those eight clients don't end up with eight coaches. They end up on your schedule and you're working 8 hours to serve eight people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like most of those coaches are working 40, 60 hours a week to handle a handful of clients.
Yeah. And the most popular times.
Yep.
Call it 6 a.m. Let's just say you have three coaches on your staff and that 6 a.m.'s booked because there's already clients there and you have a client that can only, that brand new person, you can't sell them a membership because you can't facilitate it.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey guys, can I have you move to 7? It's a horrible model and for scale. Now, a lot of gym owners started there or like it because there's this high price point to it. You know, the session's $100 and you sell 10 of them, right? So $1,000 bill. Cool. It's nice, but you just can't get past a certain point. And in both of those models, unless you can figure out a way to scale with a ton of people in the one-on-one or get your pricing high enough and keep your people long enough in the large group training, you really just cap out at a certain point.
That's it. Yeah, your limitations of growth.
I'll give you a story about Brett. He's a gym owner we used to work with. He had a large group training gym, 200 members. Been in business 7-8 years at this point in time. You know, his average price at the time we started working with him, the current price was like $189 a month. You know, let's just roll it, just round it to $200. So you've got 200 members at $200. You know, on paper, that looks like a $40,000 a month business. But once we pulled the curtain back, he's gotten, you know, he's got grandfathered rates, military rates, family discounts. He hasn't raised people's rates that started 4 years ago. And the effective price, if you average it all out, was $140. You know, so now he's doing 28,000 when he should be doing 40,000. Now here's the kicker on this, guys. This is where you end up hitting a ceiling in a large group training model. You have 200 members. And just for the sake of math, we're going to say you have a 5% attrition rate. Okay, 200 members, you lose 10 members.
10 people a month.
And you're running marketing at, you know, let's just say you're spending $3,000 a month and you're signing up 10. Okay, so it's $300 cost per acquisition. You're closer to $200 a month now. So you're getting your money back in month two on those acquisitions. But here's the kicker, guys. You're losing 10 and you're signing up 10 and you never get over this $30,000 a month ceiling, no matter how hard you go. You may have 218 members 1 month and now you're down to 196 and then 203 and then 190. And it's just like this roller coaster where you never get above 30,000.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And I'm going to be real blunt with everybody here, and this is going to sting, and I know you guys know I mean this in the best loving way possible. If you've been in business for over 3 years, 2 years, 3 years, and your gym's only doing $30,000 a month, I would probably sell or close that business. You work too hard to only make $30,000.
Well, and let's talk about the truth of it too. $30,000 is gross revenue.
Yes.
It probably takes them 22 to facilitate making 30. You're bringing in $8,000 in net profit for the business per, you know, each month. What are you as the gym owner taking home? It's pounding your head against the wall hoping something changes.
Well, I guess my point is this. It's not I would close my business. I would say that is the reality of where you're going to be unless you change your model.
Yep.
Unless you change your model. If you're Brett and if you stay in this path, you're going to always be at $30,000 a month forever.
But truth be told, it's probably going to continue to get harder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know the competition's never been greater for his large group. We know the diminishing return on social media marketing, right? It's getting more and more expensive to play the game every month. And it's always, you know, been that way, and it's going to continue down that path.
Sure.
So your cost per acquisitions are going to continue to rise, which means you have to spend more money to acquire the same clients that are walking out of your gym every month.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't think you're going to be at 30,000 the next year. You're going to continue to fight a losing battle, and everything stacked against you.
Yeah.
In that situation.
The only way that large group training model makes it past that ceiling is one of a few ways. Number one is you outspend it consistently. Mm-hmm. You outspend your attrition. So I said 3,000, you'd get 10, but let's just say you were spending 1,000. This is more realistic. Say you were spending $1,000 and you got 10 clients, you're $100 acquisition and you're getting 180 back. So you're 1.8 ROAS. That's above average, but what are you going to spend? 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And just because you got 10 at 1,000 doesn't mean you're going to get 20 at 2,000.
Correct.
It's probably like 14 at 2,000 and then like 17 at 3,000 and then 17 at 4,000 because that extra 1,000 never gets you past anywhere. Yep. Right.
Yeah, it's got a point of diminishing return. Yeah.
So the unfortunate thing is you're in this large group training model. You're not going to outspend it because there's a lot of diminishing returns. Your average retention is 3 to 6, 8 months. So we're in there. You're not keeping people years, not the majority. And unless you get everybody up to your pricing and continue to raise rates and sell them other items and other profit centers and stretch therapy and nutrition programs and supplements and challenges and all the things that are just ancillary to the core business, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You got to move your model into semi-private training. And not just the semi-private training you see and you've tried. And we're talking about scalable semi-private training. Scalable semi-private training. This is different than semi-private training. So, and we're going to get into that either on this episode or another. Now let's go move over here to the one-on-one. Okay, the one-on-one guys, I mean, let's be honest. We have found a gym that did $3 million a year and 5,000 square feet on one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
We went and visited it.
We did.
It's an anomaly, guys.
It is, but I mean, there was some things that we figured out too that when we got into the numbers and stuff like that, I mean, we found out that he was pre-selling essentially 3 years worth of training up front.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you look at an annual revenue, he's not collecting $3 million a year. He is, but he's indebted to that client for 2 years to service him.
Yeah. Interesting model. Unique.
Very.
But he had how many personal trainers?
He had 12 or 14 or something.
Way more.
Was it?
No, it was like 31.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 31, 32 personal trainers, all 1099s.
Yep.
A lot of things going on. Okay, so in order to get to 3 million a year, yeah, you had 30 plus coaches, all kinds of cash going in there.
And a lot of at risk. I mean, we saw that with the legalities around the independent contractors being treated as employees.
Right.
Playing with fire when it comes
we don't want to throw anybody on the bus, but yeah, we just saw a lot of like potential issues over there. But here's the deal. The only way he's going to get to that number is with 30 coaches, 25 coaches. I don't know about you guys, but it's difficult to find good coaches. Yeah. Difficult.
Yeah.
Especially ones that are employees that will work with you, work for you on your schedule that you need for the pay that makes it make sense and all the things. So you're over here and, you know, if you look at what we try to keep our payroll expenses as a percentage of the, you know, revenue, it should be, you know, about 25%. Maybe in today's market, you got to bump it up to 30, 28, somewhere in there. But with a one-on-one personal trainer that you're selling a session for $80, they're going to want $40. Mm-hmm. And so already right out of the gate, you're at 50% net margin on that when you're almost double what you should be spending. That's not sustainable either.
Correct.
You've got to move to semi-private training, mm-hmm. not just the regular semi-private training everybody else is doing. We're talking about the scalable kind that we coach.
Systems-based, yeah.
Systems-based. So let's get to the semi-private training model, right? So you've got, in our world, we like pods. We like, very flow-driven gyms where they're set up, where you've got all your equipment in one spot, and there's a lot to be said about that.
For each client, essentially.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you were to look at our gym, we've got two sides of the gym, north and south. Each side has six racks, 12 total, right? 12 benches, 12 barbells, 12 sets of plates, 12 TRXs hanging off the thing, 12, you know, of all of the things. And then the cardio stuff, we have six of the rowers, we got six of the skiers and, you know, six bikes. Like we do things in sixes.
Yep.
Because we've realized over the years, like six is about the line in the sand before it starts to feel like a group training session. Now, the number of people doesn't drive the model.
Correct.
It's the programming they get in the workout. So the point is this. Large group, everybody's doing the same thing. Private, everybody's doing something unique. Semi-private, everybody's doing something unique as well, because that's where the value is in the service, mm-hmm. is in the custom programming. Somebody from large group training where everybody's doing the same thing, they're not going to pay double to have less people.
Correct.
They will pay double to have less people and have a custom program that goes with it that's specific to them, their movement patterns. It's all recorded, everything. We use Semi-Private Pro. Mm-hmm. Go check out semiprivatepro.com. This solves the problem, okay? This gives you this marketable programming.
Yeah.
That you can market to the public. But at the end of the day, the client goes up, they see their name on the iPad. It's all built into the system for them. It's scaled up and down. We're getting some integrations with some movement screen stuff that's going to auto score people. It's a really cool thing. But that's what people are paying for.
Yeah.
They're not paying for less people.
Correct.
In fact, there's something to be said that to kind of like to have more people.
Well, and to speak to that, right? A lot of the resistance around moving from group to semi-private is people, they think the individualized programming and that component loses the energy, the fun of a group training component, right? And with six people, though, we've seen it, obviously, in here and then other gyms, you still retain the energy of a small group, right? Six people's not one person and one coach, right? Where it's like a therapy session sometimes. So you're still getting some of that energy that you would in a large group training, but again, back to the individualized programming, it's unique. Your program is unique to you,
yeah.
Separate from what the person's doing next to you.
It's a big deal.
It is huge.
And that's where I think the most of the value comes in. It's not leaving the programming up to the coach. It's not a workout of the day, mm-hmm. that's just scaled up or down. It's literally customized.
And it follows, a intentional program. Right. They're like, it's not just today's workouts, you know, spit out in front of you type of thing.
That doesn't tie into the rest of the workouts.
Exactly. It's got an annual path, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? With different phases that the whole group's going through at different time or at the same time, but you know, specific to that individual on the movements that they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you can charge $450, $550 per month for semi-private training. Mm-hmm. It is because of all of the things that we've built into it. And gyms that are following this model are getting that, you know, going from that $20,000, $30,000 ceiling, and they're going to $50,000, $55,000, $60,000 in a short period of time.
Yeah. I mean, we've set gyms up from zero, you know, with this model. I mean, they've hit the $30,000 within 4 months.
It's right. You know what I mean? They'll never get there with that large group model at $199 a month, right? It takes twice as many people. And with twice as many people, you're going to lose twice as many people. And I will tell you this, the epiphany that I had, I mean, at this point, it's probably 10 years ago, was we looked at the retention of our different service offerings, and we looked at our semi-private training clients versus our large group training clients, and the numbers were astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
36.2 months was their average retention of the semi-private training clients, and 9.8 months was the average retention of the large group training model clients. And I would argue 9.8 months is probably double what the normal gym is. We see some gyms that are running these challenges and they have large group training as their service delivery. 6 to 8 weeks, they're in and out.
Yeah.
That's 2 months. Orange Theory at their conference, it's I don't know if it's gone up or down since then. It was 3 months. They're replacing their whole gym every 3 months.
That's not a fitness business. It's a marketing and sales business.
It's hard enough to get clients, but to like continuously have to replace them.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
So the point of the message is like you can get way more retention and way more revenue with way less people, with way less to replace every single month in a semi-private training model. But even the model itself isn't going to save you. We've seen gyms try to do semi-private and fall flat on their face.
Yep.
Our clients don't like that. And it's because you didn't lay it. We have a whole program around how to line this out in your gym, how to launch it.
Yeah.
It's not the semi-private you just think you know.
Yep.
It's scalable semi-private training that has a step-by-step approach that we put countless gyms through. And the gyms that do it this way, they're the ones that scale up and they're in our iron circle, et cetera, at this point. And it's just interesting to see that, like, that gym that just like, oh, I got this, no problem. They put it on the price sheet.
Soft toss it out there.
And, you know, and then it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing is there's reasons for that. And we can do a whole nother episode on that if we wanted to. But, like, at the end of the day, it isn't just adding it to your list of services. It's the equipment, it's how you train it, it's the communication around it,
yeah,
and the pricing. It's just a million things. And so we've got a whole program around it, guys. If you want to check it out, we'll put a link in the show notes, switchtosemiprivate.com. That's what we do in there.
Yep.
And we get gyms out of these dead ends into the winning formula of a model. Yes, it does take a lot of work, and it takes a lot of mindset around, hey, you know what, maybe that this isn't the path for me in this large group or this one-on-one. You have to be okay to know that, like, you know what, maybe you made a wrong decision somewhere along the line.
Well, maybe it just changed. You know what I mean? Maybe you've had that group training. Maybe you were successful before the competition and before the Orange Theories and the F45s and all the big money, you know, influx of all these major franchises that leveled the playing field for all of those deliverables. Every one of those gyms is now considered the same thing to the consumer. You know what I mean? And so the competition's caught up. Now you as the business owner have to decide where to, what, this is your opportunity to pivot. I was thinking about this as we were, you know, laying out the conversation that we're having today. And I was thinking, you know, a lot of gym owners, the writing's on the wall. The math is there, right? If you're still resistant to making that change, you have to have the belief that you're going to be the anomaly. Well, what are you going to do to break the math? How are you going to do something against everything that we just discussed to do something different that creates a different opportunity? You have to look at the industry. You have to look at the math. You have to look at what's happening and decide, instead of fighting the path that you're on and, you know, up this uphill battle every single day, make a different choice to a different model, and you'll see that you no longer resent your gym. You're no longer fighting to just get by. This is the opportunity to truly scale a business and have an entirely different lifestyle in a matter. It could be a matter of a few months.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. We got a ton of case studies coming out. We've been interviewing all the past clients and stuff, and to just see it all in front of you at one time, the numbers, it's like, yeah, we made a decision a while back. Like, the clients that get the best results with us follow a specific path. We call it the way.
Yep.
This is the way.
This is the way.
And we've proven it here for 15 years. We've proven it with countless gyms. And the ones that do it this way, they're the ones that win big. The ones that do half of it, or I'm going to keep this and not do that, and I'm not going to really try that hard on this, but, like, yeah, that sounds good, and they pick and choose. They're in the same place. Like, just, it is what it is. You're in the wrong model. A lot of times you are in, almost every time, you're in the wrong model. That doesn't mean the first day you work with us, we cancel all the large group training memberships and the one-on-one, and we throw this at there. No, absolutely not. That would be stupid to do that.
Yes.
And a lot of people are resistant to working with big change like that, because you're afraid you're going to lose all that revenue. We don't want you to lose revenue either. Yep. That's the point. There's a whole path here, guys, and we've got it nailed. Like, it's nailed. We do it. When you follow our path, it's freaking nailed.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, in 3, 4, 5 months, you just look back like, oh my God, why didn't I do this?
Why didn't I do it sooner?
Sooner.
That right there, I mean, the aha moments, right? Well, every gym owner that does just follows the path, right? This is the way. What those that embrace that, put those systems in their business, when that aha moment sets in, it's like every one of them has that.
Yeah,
I should have did this. Should
have ripped the Band-Aid out. Yep. Just, you know, and I get it, guys. Like, gym owners, you're alpha type A personalities. You're hard headed, and you think if you just work harder, it will get you to the finish line. It may get you to the finish line of the wrong race.
Sure,
you may get to the finish line. And like, this is the end of the. This is all I'm going to get. Where if you're on a different path, you could sprint all the way and work harder over here, exponential results.
Yes.
One of our clients, you know, in the case studies, like, literally said that. He said, you know, I was a football guy, wrestler, athlete, you know, everything I did in life was just work harder and I'll get better results. And he realized really quick, like, it doesn't matter how hard you work on these wrong models, you're only going to get to a certain point. Like Brett, the gym owner, you get to the ceiling. You can never get past there. And that's it.
And we've all heard the definition of insanity. Yeah. You know what I mean? And at some point you have to look at the cards on the table, right? Is this the path that is going to lead me to where I need to be, where I want to be? And Tim did a great job at laying out all of the reasons why the model itself carries the most weight, regardless of how hard you're willing to work and acquire clients and try to keep them and all of that stuff. If you're in the wrong model,
doesn't matter how hard
you work. It's got a glass ceiling no matter what.
Yep, 10-4. All right, guys, if you need help with this, switch to semiprivate.com. We'll put the link in the show notes. Love to chat with you. What we do is good, right? Like, I know I bash on the fitness industry, how stupid it is, and, And for a lot of reasons, it is.
It's a hard business.
It's the one of the hardest. Yeah. And like, you know, it's funny because some of the other Iron Circle members that are in other industries, they laugh how easy those other industries are compared to what we sell. And there's a lot of reasons for it. I mean, we can go into that in another show. But the point is this, you help people, you got in this, most of you got in this for a reason, is to help people, save lives, change lives. I get it. But you got to change your own life too.
Yeah.
And if you're not, if this business isn't serving you on that level, it might be time to take a look at the model. It may be not you. It may be not you and how you're running your business. It may not be your market. It may not be your coaches. It may literally be the model. And that's okay. We bring people out of other models all the time.
Yeah.
And we bring them into this perfect model, if you will. I mean, it's, we believe in it. And again, this isn't what you think it is. Oh, I've got that semi-private. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about scalable semi-private. It's totally different. It's new. It's a new way. If you need help with that, let us know. Link in show notes. Hopefully that helps. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.